Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This is the 21st game of the season for WVU. They played Cincinnati in the Coliseum. The announced attendance was a little over 10,000. That feels like a stretch, but I wasn't in the Coliseum. I was watching on ESPN Plus because that's where you watch WVU basketball games this season. That first half was a slog. It was the rare slog where neither team scored 30. Lots of turnovers and lots of, you know, not good, visibly fun to watch basketball, and also very few fouls. Neither team got in the bonus. Strange. But West Virginia's down 4, came out pretty good in the second half, and then that went away and cut to West Virginia down 10 with 6 minutes left. Now, on the surface, West Virginia 7-13 on the season. They're down 10 at home, or it doesn't matter where they're at. They're down 10 with 6 minutes left. That's a scenario. Typically in that scenario, if you're 7-13 and down 10, where do you think it goes from there? And if you say they come back and win, as your instinct, we need to talk. You know, maybe in a good way, like, what's your secret about how you think? My thoughts were, of course, down 10 with 6 minutes left, fold it up. Fold, pack your stuff. Hey, did you bring that? All right. Not just for that game, but just like another level of mentally checking out. Because Cincinnati may be really good. They weren't great, especially offensively tonight. And so, similar to the Oklahoma State game, West Virginia had chances to win, and yet they found themselves down 10. But Jesse Edwards said, this is not a normal scenario. You can't make it as simple as a 7-13 team down 10. You got to factor in that a guy who's really good at basketball and was really good at basketball before he fractured his wrist in December. If he starts getting healthy and has his wind, he's going to be really good at basketball again. So down 10, Jesse Edwards gets fouled, hits one of two from the free throw line. The free throw line is still a problem. It's not like he shot free throws great with a good wrist, but it's still wrapped. I kind of wince when I'm watching him do it, and it's still not there, but he makes one of two, down 9. West Virginia gets a stop. Then Jesse Edwards gets an offensive rebound and a putback. Down 7, West Virginia gets a stop. Then Jesse converts an alley-oop. These next three events are strange, and things that on the, you know, the roll of the dice, the flip of the coin, on things that can happen in these scenarios, West Virginia got the best possible outcome. First scenario, Jesse converts an alley-oop where the ball goes in after the dunk motion. Like, dunk, ball's not in his hand, ball goes up in the air, goes through the hoop, and he gets fouled. Like a, how do I explain this? Like a ventriloquist dunk. Like ventriloquists, they throw their voice to make it seem like the puppet or the dummy is talking. Jesse converted the dunk version of that. What are the chances of that ball going into the hoop? I don't know, but it did. All right, so West Virginia's down 5. Jesse misses the free throw because the whole wrist thing. And you know. Cincinnati goes down, misses another 3. Cincinnati shot a ton of 3s. They're not good at shooting 3s. They shot a bunch of them. Missed another one. Quinn rebounds it, finds Kobe. Quinn stays engaged in the play. Kobe finds Quinn trailing. And Quinn Slezinski hits a 3 that hits every part of the rim and backboard. It didn't bounce once or twice, and it didn't bounce 35 times. Somewhere in between there, it bangs around and goes in. Now it's a 2-point game, and 2 flip of the coin, roll of the dice scenarios with the best positive outcome for WVU. And here's the third one. The next time Cincinnati comes down, a guy starts to back down Kerr, and Kerr sells the, hey, I'm getting pushed and an offensive foul. And they actually called an offensive foul on the Cincinnati guy. And we've watched Kerr Carissa play in 2023 and 2024 for WVU. And he has sold plays where he's trying to get a offensive foul where he's hitting the floor. And he didn't even hit the floor this time. He just bounced back and he got the call. I feel like this is the first time Kerr got this call for the season. So those are your 3 best possible outcomes. They all happen in a row. And I can't explain that. West Virginia hasn't had that kind of luck, right? And then a couple of possessions later, Raekwon hits a clutch 3, and West Virginia makes foul shots late to win this one. Neither team broke 70, but West Virginia scored more points than Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati, outside of a 3 after that long injury timeout for the Bearcat, they went radio silent. Like, they just, it was a, we can all agree that was a Cincinnati collapse. But what went with the Cincinnati collapse was Jesse Edwards in his second game back going for 25 points and 10 rebounds. Like, he looked kind of frail, and should he be out there in Stillwater on Saturday? And in 4 days, and he's still not 100%, but that was a night and day different performance. Yes, it helps to be at home. Yes, it helps to have more time to recover from an injury. Yes, more time to have more wind and to get back into the swing of things. But West Virginia doesn't win this game if Jesse Edwards not only is great at basketball, but then has a performance that makes you, you know, confirms that he is good at basketball. That's a mouthful. The offense ran through Jesse for most of the non-conference schedule. You remember back when they had 8 or 9 guys? And now, 2 games back, the offense is running through Jesse and pick and rolls at the top of the key. And hey, let's feed Jesse. And that's great for Jesse, 25 and 10. That's great for Quinn Slezinski, because Quinn was leading the team in scoring back then. And he had a great night tonight. And Quinn and Jesse, they scored a combined 40. So 15 for Quinn tonight. And now the supporting cast in January looks way different than what it did in November and December. And you've got Kirk Creasa, who Coach Eilert couldn't find a way to keep him off the court. Not a bad thing. Kerr played 37 minutes. He had 10 points, 7 assists tonight. The new cast of characters includes Raekwon Battle, who I would say technically still struggling, still in a funk, but he hit the clutch 3 late. And it includes Noah Farrakhan, who was not available in November and December, not available a bunch tonight. With love and respect to Coach Eilert, a lot of Seth in the first half, Coach Eilert's doing this thing where 30 minutes of the game has been played, and then he says, hey, Offrey, get in there. Let's see what you got. It's just a weird... And he knows more about basketball than I do, given. But the whole closer scenario, hey, you know, a guy who hasn't played for 25 minutes. Like, it's, if Aubrey's in the rotation in the first half and then he shows up in the second half, it doesn't catch the eye as much as no sight of him. We're getting, you know, we're running out of time in the game, and you want to have, do you want to go to a guy who hasn't played yet? Like, this is there a closer in basketball? I guess is what I'm saying. Is there a relief pitcher version of basketball? I'm not familiar with that. Coach Eiler is doing that. I felt like when Offrey was in there, I'd be surprised if his plus minus was positive. Let's just say that, with love and respect to Offrey. So all that to say, Noah didn't play a lot tonight, and some of that is because he couldn't take Kerr out, but also he couldn't take Kobe out. Kobe played a bunch. Now he's in a situation where he's not being leaned on to score. Had that clutch assist for Quinn on the trailing three, had the assist for Raekwon's three to go ahead. So Kobe is contributing in his way. He does not have to. I'm not looking for him to provide offense. And yet he's doing it. Not scoring, but he's definitely doing it. And so West Virginia, after that performance tonight, and thank you, Cincinnati, for totally collapsing, West Virginia is now 3-5 in the Big 12. So they're two wins ahead of Oklahoma State in that battle for last place. They're now with a bunch of company within the Big 12 who are at 3-5. And I laid out four goals in the last episode, the Oklahoma State episode. And the great news is that with that win, West Virginia definitely accomplished the first goal, which was win one more game and get more wins than the Hargett season. So pop the champagne, Josh Eilert, and everybody involved. You've won more than the Hargett season. Maybe I've got that backwards. Maybe it's like a reverso Mercury Morris situation, like the 72 Dolphins, where John Hargett, every time West Virginia gets more than seven wins, he pops a bottle. That'd be very weird, but you know, it's possible. So goal one completed. West Virginia activated goal two for the rest of the season, which is to get the double digit wins. So two more. So that's been activated, and now they just need to win two more to get to at least 10 wins on the season. So that's very exciting. And they might have accomplished the third goal, which is being the bad loss for a bubble team and seeing that bubble team not make the NCAA tournament. And so Cincinnati, you might be the one. Because if you look at the NCAA net rankings, Cincinnati came into this game 11-0 versus quad three and quad four in quad three and quad four games. This classified as a quad three game. West Virginia is a quad three loss for Cincinnati. So for sure, on the hey, what's your tournament resume, Cincinnati's bad loss would be at West Virginia, which is a win for West Virginia. So that's a TBD on if goal three has been accomplished, but it's in the running. Looking at you, Texas, and now I can look at you, Cincinnati, as, hey, not that that sole loss keeps you out, but it's going to be on the Joe Lunardi graphic, all right? And then to be determined on goal four of convincing yourself that it can't get worse in this season. That's, you can't determine that after tonight. If you took a Polaroid picture of tonight and said goal four, it can't get any worse. In fact, it did not get worse than it did in the Oklahoma State game on Saturday. It did get better. And Jesse Edwards is getting better. And we had all five starters score, which is fantastic. And only one starter had less 2 points or less. So those are all great things. Let's savor that and be hopeful that West Virginia can accomplish the next goal, which is get the double-digit wins. And they can't do that in the next game, but they couldn't do that until they won tonight. The goal has been activated. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Have you been on the Smoking Musket Discord? There's a link to the Discord in the show notes. You click on that, you enter the Smoking Musket Discord, and it's got channels, like TV. But these channels is where you type stuff in, and people who are in the Discord can read what you type in. And it can be about WVU basketball, WVU football, the other sports, sports outside of college, television, movies, degenerate gambling, just naming channels. All sorts of good stuff in the Smoking Musket Discord. It's definitely a cool place to interact with other WVU fans. Click on the link, check it out, go to smokingmusket.com, listen to West by Pod, do all the things under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is Saturday, 6 p.m., ESPN Plus, in the Coliseum again, and the Mountaineers play the Brigham Young University Cougars, BYU. And BYU, they were picked in the bottom half of the Big 12 in the preseason, and they're greatly exceeding those expectations. I guess the thinking was, BYU coming from the West Coast Conference, and they had to play Gonzaga twice, but not thought of outside of Gonzaga as a strong conference. St. Mary's is there too. You know, as I'm talking it out, probably that's an East Coast bias thing, or a central, it's not East Coast bias in the Big 12, a central time bias against the West Coast. And BYU, they have continuity, so very high in that. Lots of guys and minutes and points coming back from last season, and they have a style of play that is still working for them. They're 15-5 on the season, but they're tied with West Virginia with 3 Big 12 wins. So if West Virginia manages to win on Saturday, they'll be ahead of BYU in the Big 12 standings. I'm not saying West Virginia is going to win, but that's factually correct what I just said. And the scouting report for the Cougars is that they're great at offense. This is up there with Baylor when Kansas is rolling, elite offense, and it's fueled by threes. They shoot a ton of them. BYU averages 33 threes a game. They average 12 made threes. So they shoot it a ton. They shoot it really well. That's intense. And you watch that Cincinnati game. Cincinnati shot a ton of threes. A good number of them were open. But Cincinnati's not good at shooting threes. And BYU is. So that's a big difference. 3 Cougars have made 40-plus threes this season. 3. One of those guys is 6'11", so they got a lot of length on the team, but almost everybody on the team that's in the rotation is shooting threes, and they're shooting them pretty well. So that's what West Virginia has to face with BYU. On WVU side, no one for the Mountaineers have broke 40 threes. Only 2 guys have broke 30 for the season. One of them is Kerr. Kerr leads the team in made threes, and he didn't play the first 9 games of the season. So shout out to Kerr. With the full schedule, Kerr would be in the 50s, at least. BYU shares the ball. They've had 29 assists in a game this season. 29 assists in a game, 40 minutes. The offensive rebound well. The assist thing, the lowest assist total in a game for BYU, 12. Look at WVU's numbers. They've had 11 games, 11, where they've had 12 assists or less. And BYU's only did that once. And they've also had 29 assists in a game. So they share the ball. Defensive metrics they look good for the season, but they've come back to earth in Big 12 play. It's definitely a step up in competition. I mean, how are you not going to struggle against this league on either side in your first year, unless you're Houston? Houston's doing just fine because they are elite defensively. At BYU, they're next to last in Big 12 play in opponents' three-point percentage, and they foul a ton. They fouled a ton all season, but in Big 12 play, they've given up more free throws than Houston does, and you know how aggressive Houston is. So the question is, can West Virginia keep BYU under 80? And can they, the Mountaineers, convert free throws? Because it sounds like they'll get to the line a bunch. And can they make enough threes? Can they take advantage of BYU's recent weaknesses in those areas? And if they can, then it leads us to a situation where, and it'll be February, will in February, in the later part of the season, will WVU win two games in a row? Is two wins in a row a winning streak? It's the shortest of winning streaks, but they haven't had one. We'll see what happens. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2023-2024 season. They have 8 wins and they have 13 losses.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.